to be simply, radically, absolutely still. Sometimes in a blessed life, there arises what we call the spiritual search, the search for God, the search for truth. There is a recognition that the usual means of taking care of this command just doesn't take care of it. There's a putting aside of what we have called mundane existence and a turning of one's attention toward spiritual life. Unfortunately, the same conditioning that directed the mundane life usually also attempts to direct the spiritual search, and it then becomes a search for spiritual pleasure, spiritual comfort, spiritual security. Sooner or later, there has to be a disillusionment with that search also. I got a note this afternoon from someone asking, which world religions are your principles based upon? Well, I haven't made a study of world religions except superficially, but what I've seen is that at the heart of every human being, there's a command to find this that I'm calling right now happiness. But I've discovered that it's impossible to find happiness. As long as you're seeking to find happiness somewhere, you're overlooking where happiness is. I would say the same in reference to God. As long as you're seeking to find God in some place, you're overlooking the essential truth of God, which is omnipresence. When you seek to find happiness someplace else, you're overlooking your true nature, which is happiness. You're overlooking yourself. So this teaching is the invitation and the challenge to stop overlooking, to simply, radically, absolutely be still. To put aside, at least for a moment, all of your ideas of where God is, or where truth is, or where you are. All of your ideas of what God or truth or you have to give or receive, put them all aside. Be still. Stop looking anywhere. Stop seeking. Simply be. Not be in a stupor or be in a trance or even be like a cow is being in a field, but be deeper than that so that the revelation of omnipresence can be recognized, can be revealed. The revelation of your true nature. I don't mean your personality. I mean deeper than your personality and present in all the fluctuations of your personality. Be still in the presence of that. Not be still to create that. Not even be still to invite that. Be still simply to recognize what is always here, who you always are.